Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Our question today is from Benjamin. Hey, Benjamin, I am so glad that you sent in a question. Micah's going to read this question for us. Micah, what did Benjamin ask?
Why did Elijah go to heaven?
That's a great question. You know, the Bible doesn't just come out and say exactly why Elijah was taken to heaven, but there are some clues. And one of them is actually found in the words of Jesus in John chapter 17 and verses 4 and 5.
All right, so John chapter 17. Do you have your Bible? Let's open it up. You guys should be really good at finding John. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the fourth book in the New Testament. Once you find John, then we're going to chapter 17. Okay, John chapter 17. And once you get to chapter 17, look right below that, those little numbers. We're going to look at verse 4 and we're going to look at verse 5. Okay, John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5. Aiden is going to read that for us. Here's what it says.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work that I have done for you, which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me also together with yourself, with the glory I had with you before the world was.
So when Jesus finished the work that God gave him to do on this earth, which was to die for our sins on the cross, and prepare his disciples to take the good news to the whole world, he was taken to heaven. His work on earth was done. And we see throughout the Bible that God has a specific work for people to do. And when their work is all finished, there's nothing more for them to do. It's usually when they're old, but not necessarily. But when they're finished with the work that God has given them to do, then they're allowed to fall asleep in Jesus, to wait for his second coming, or in the cases of a few people, they are taken straight to heaven without ever dying. And so Elijah had a specific work to do in bringing God's people back to him. And shortly before he was taken to heaven, God used him to help people see that Baal, an idol, was not a real God, that it was only the God of heaven who could bring the rain and end the drought that had made everyone suffer and get really thirsty and animals die and plants shrivel up. And when Elijah prayed, God brought the rain. The people realized that God was the true God and their hearts were turned back to God again. It was not long after that that Elijah was taken to heaven.
So his work was done. And God took him to heaven. That's pretty neat. And then he also gave somebody to continue on that work for him with Elisha. Well, I am so glad for that question, Benjamin. You are thinking. That is awesome. Well, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.